How to teach bass. Okay, first of all, you know that the bass is tuned.
I know about the bass.
I'm just saying it out loud for anyone who may not know.
Okay.
Like, it's tuned the same way as the four lower strings of the guitar. So
sure.
If you can, like, just showing them the notes and having them play in time, for a beginner, that is. Obviously, if it's advanced bass and they're doing all kinds of crazy slap bass and stuff, that then the rules would be different. But we're talking a beginner bass player.
Okay.
You know. So this particular student already kind of knows where the notes are, like pretty much on the lower two strings. He hasn't been...
E and A, you're talking about.
Yeah, E and A. So, and on bass, it's referred to as one is G, two is D,
gotcha.
Three is A, four is
gotcha.
E. So you got to be careful saying that. So you could just say the string name is safer. Good point about that. He knows like where the notes are. So if you give him a chord chart, and he knows how to follow a chord chart. So that would be the first two things. Like, can the student find notes on the lowest two strings, and can they play a simple chord chart in time?
Mm.
Like just by plucking, you know, quarter notes, one, two, three, but they use two fingers. Like, you're probably too young to remember the ad for the Yellow Pages, but it's two fingers, quote, walking.
Oh, yeah.
The thumb rests on like the pickup and the two fingers. They should be not quite flat, but like just a little bit arched.
Uh-huh.
And you just pump on two like that, like you're walking.
Sure.
And so, since this student already has that, there's two directions you can go in. One, I already went there with him last time about different bass rhythms. You know, you can play fatunas in 4/4. You're not just going to play boom, 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 boom. You could play boom, 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 boom. And we take it for granted. But a new student may never have ever heard that before.
Sure.
You know, you may think, well, of course that's a bass line, you know, but you have to say these things.
Uh-huh.
But we did do a bunch of stuff on rhythm, and I recorded what we did, all these different rhythms. You could always listen to it if you were interested in that. And then another way to talk about it is the fretboard theory of it. We're using roots and fifths, which is probably the way to go for today, since he's been introduced to it, but he hasn't explored it too much.
Sure.
So when you're on the fourth string, the lowest E string, right? The fifth is above the next string two frets up, as you know. I'm just saying it out loud. So if the chords are G and C, you got... Very typical bass line, right? And then if this note is on strings 3, 2, or 1, anything except the lowest one, then the fifth is also below, as you know. The fifth is, if you're on a C note, you know, on the bass, it would be the third string, third fret. The fifth is on the fourth string, third fret, right below it.
Yeah, sure.
So you're either you're either next string above, two frets up, or next string below, two fret, or same fret, that is. And so managing all that, like... It's very simple. Actually, the other thing is the octave. I started to use octaves a little bit.
Sure.
Maybe they haven't been introduced to the fact that the octave is two strings up and two frets up.
Yeah.
And that's why I've only encouraged them at first step to memorize the lowest two strings, because the other two strings take care of themselves. If your brain can associate, okay, this C on string one on the bass, which would be string three on guitar, fifth fret, is the same as string three, A string, third fret. So
it's
between root and fifth and octave, you have a ton, and good rhythm, there's a ton they can do.
So, and can I teach on the guitar like you're doing?
Yeah, in fact, I wouldn't even, this is a good question. I almost always use guitar. I do have a bass in the closet. It's a 5-string bass, which is confusing, I think, for students when they're looking at your hand.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So, but the other reason is, I usually use guitar, is because then you can play. You just play as G and C, and they're playing bass lines to it, which is how they're going to learn in real life anyway.
Yeah, and are they going to be on Zoom, or are they coming
here? No, they're coming here, this particular
one.
But even if they were on Zoom, you would just mute them, lead it, and ask them how they felt, or ask them to lead it.
Yeah.
I've seen you do that, so it's fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, playing along with them is a great thing.
Cool.
So like that, and then you could use songs in repertoire book one or book two or book three, whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, if they can hang and do all that, like, that's a lot in one lesson. If they can read a chord chart and play rhythmically solid and use roots, fifths, and octaves, like, that's... And then, even if they are able to do it, you can just train them on that and get gradually harder the songs. Like, if they're nailing everything in book two, go to book three, go to book four.
Sure.
What happens when you have a diminished or a half diminished? Now you got to flat the fifth. You probably never will come to that today, but that could come.
That'd be wild.
As long as we're on the topic of bass, I'll just sum up another thing after all this. Suppose the student is already more advanced in that. Then it's the same thing with roots, thirds, and fifths. So you got one, three, and five, or... or if you're on the upper strings, you could be 1, 3, 5. The 3 could be below, right?
Sure.
As you know. Yep. So now you got. Right? Etc. There's endless combinations. And that's not including any walking or any chromatics or any other scale tones, right? It's just a ton of variations on that.
Sure, sure.
So so bass is easy to teach. In terms of that, you could even give them a specific pattern. Like to play, okay, play 1, 3, 5, 3 on every chord.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah, sure.
That could keep them busy. Any questions on that?
As far as supplemental materials, is this student going to come in with for book one or their chord charts?
They'll have any songs that I might have given them.
Yeah.
But the repertoire is right here. And here's the list, and then you have to. I can show you, even though I'm recording this. So come on in the closet with me.
Okay.
You may have seen this before. I actually a lot of times give them the list, and they can pick one. Like it goes by how hard the chords are.
Yeah, yeah.
So book two is a good place to start. It's where most students spend like their time. So let's say he picks some "Stir It Up" from Bob Marley.
Yeah.
Right? Whether you know that song or not doesn't matter. This is. In the very beginning of the closet on the at eye level is all just instructional folders. Then it begins number one, this little number one.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot to ask the assistant to straighten up the closet. I forgot. It's not terribly messy. But then number two starts the yellow. Number two is, book two is big. So any yellow separates the letters.
I see.
Like, so this yellow is, so if you want to stir it up, I would basically just look at these yellow tabs, find the S. This is what I do. I take the S tabs and I just pull them out a little and I just thumb through and find stir it up. And then
gotcha.
As a little trick, when I pull it out, I'll leave the, if there's another copy, I'll leave it like this so I can easily just put it right back in and push
there.
It all in.
Sure, sure.
And then it goes book three and then book four and then book five. Is here, and then this is my rock repertoire, my personal rock repertoire, and then my personal jazz repertoire, and then this is just for clients.
Cool.
And these are all fake books down here, so.
Cool, cool, cool.
So really what you need is just right here.
I got you. So obviously I haven't met them before.
Yeah.
Have them, like, see what they brought with them as far as what they've been working on.
Yeah.
Kind of hear and play it, and then move on through there thinking about fifths, octaves, repertoire, maybe even thirds, all that stuff.
When you say, let's hear what you've been working on, or let's pick a tune from your binder.
Yep.
And play it together. You'll have to get a copy of it or just sit next to them and look at the same copy.
Yeah.
They'll hear exactly what they need. Like, you know, like I said, unless they're super advanced and you may be struggling like, what the hell can I teach this person? But usually it's going to be very obvious whether it's their timing or their technique, which in this student's case I happen to know both are like fairly strong. He's got a nice touch and he's got good time. Well, his time is decent, not amazing. But anyway, even not knowing that, you'll get cues like immediately within the first song. Or they're having trouble reading the chord chart.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, well, let's just spend as much time we need on reading the chord chart.
Yeah.
Any of those things. You'll just immediately hear
it's
what's
like,
out of
it's
order.
Like any other lesson.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're cool.
Yeah.